Michelle Thomas Method, Mandarin Chinese Foundation Course. Copyright 2007. In the methodology, Thomas Key Master Languages LLC, all rights reserved. In the content, Harold Goodman, all rights reserved. In the recording, Hodder and Stoughton.
Hello, I'm Harold Goodman. For close to 10 years, I was fortunate to have Michelle Thomas as my teacher. Unlike his thousands of other students, his goal was not to teach me a specific language. Though he did instruct me in two of the languages he taught, his principal intention was to train me to understand his method of teaching. Today, I'm delighted to assist you in your study of Mandarin. My co-teacher, Jingtao Deng, is a native of Beijing. We shall be working as a team in order to gently guide you into the Chinese language. There are a few things which we would like you to understand to ensure your success in learning. You are about to undergo a shift, an actual change in consciousness in the way you learn. You will no longer associate learning with work, stress, struggle, memorization, examinations, and all the rest of the unpleasant memories of mental forced feeding. But before you progress too deeply in this fundamental shift, we need to give you a few basic ground rules for what is happening here. You will learn spoken Chinese effortlessly. How effortlessly? That's something which you will later know on your own. If you are seated, please answer this question. How much effort must you use for the chair to fully support you? You can relax and let go as much as you care to. The chair will support you as much as you allow it to. It's up to you. We are here to support you 100%. Our job is to assure that you succeed in learning Chinese. We love our job, and the only thing we ask is that you let us help you. In order for us to really help you, we must ask you to forget about learning anything. Don't try to help us out by trying to remember anything or trying to memorize anything. No repeating, no trying. When you leave here, just go on with your life. Don't try to practice or reinforce anything. We're going to have some fun together, and in the course of our time, you'll find that you're speaking Chinese. As your teachers, we take responsibility, complete responsibility for your success. It's like riding on a train. Just sit and relax and enjoy the scenery. The train is on the track. The engineers are taking care of the train. You can relax. Just sit back. Enjoy your journey. For those who are listening to this recording, we welcome you to be the third student in our little group. When a question is asked, such as, how do you say in Chinese, please pause your listening device. Answer to the best of your ability. Take all the time in the world, if you wish, so that you may carefully and confidently respond. And having answered, restart the player and listen to what the student and teachers say. Just listening to the CD itself will not work. You must pause the player when a question is asked. Answer as best as you can and then restart the player and listen to what follows. If you are the third student, then you will need to really join in with us. If you follow these directions, you'll do fine. This course will give you a basic proficiency in spoken Mandarin Chinese. You will learn essential patterns necessary to express yourself in Chinese. The emphasis will be on the structure of the language. The vocabulary provided will be sufficient to help you attain proficiency in common patterns of modern spoken Chinese. After you have finished this foundation course, you may wish to continue on with the sequel, Advanced Chinese. You can build on what we give you here as much as you want to. The sky's the limit. One out of every five people in the world speaks Chinese. When I say speaks Chinese, I mean that they speak a Chinese language of which there are several. These languages are named according to the areas of China where they are spoken. For example, in South China, over 60 million people speak Cantonese. So do most of the people in Hong Kong and many overseas Chinese communities. However, by far the most common Chinese language with well over a billion speakers in mainland China alone is Mandarin. It is this language which you will soon be speaking. Mandarin, besides being the official language of the People's Republic of China, is also the official language of the Republic of China, or Taiwan, as well as Singapore. It is one of the six official languages of the United Nations. It is the second most common language of the Internet, and the way things are going, it will probably be the dominant language in less than 10 years. Some students of Mandarin have been told that it's important for them to learn to read and write Chinese characters, which, incidentally, are understood by all Chinese speakers, regardless of which Chinese language they speak. If you ever wish to learn to read and write Chinese, your success will be exponentially aided by your ability to actually speak the language, which is what you will get here. Incidentally, according to the Chinese government, over 100 million Chinese teens and adults are illiterate. They can neither read nor write. They live and work in China and do quite well, thank you. Should you need help in reading Chinese when among the Chinese people, I promise you they will take great pleasure in helping you. So this course will be the best preparation for learning the characters, if that is what you wish. One other thing, and this is most important. There is this myth that Chinese is one of the most difficult languages for an English speaker to learn. In fact, spoken Mandarin is probably one of the easiest languages to learn. And just how easy it is to speak, you will soon discover. However, myths do have their value. Sooner or later, at some point, people are bound to discover that you speak some Chinese. Maybe during holiday or vacation, possibly at work or school, your acquaintances will be very impressed. Let them think whatever they wish. Just don't let them in on our little secret.